Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
It's one of the milestones of the NFL offseason, the scouting combine, and it starts this week in Indianapolis. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy, and we're on our way to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indy to bring you comprehensive coverage of the biggest collection of NFL prospects in the pre-draft process. And Murph, comprehensive, probably a good description of the way the Bills personnel staff has prepared for this week's combine.
Yeah, and you know, it's a new group of top talent scouts for the Bills, Chris, and it's the first combine with general manager Doug Whaley in charge. He's got a new man in charge of player personnel, Jim Monas, and he, along with Whaley and director of college scouting, Calvin Fisher, have spent the last several weeks in Orchard Park meeting with the Bills college scouts and trying to set the stage for this week's combine.
For me and Doug and Calvin Fisher, it's a chance for us to hear the scouts, you know, their take on things, especially background. Sometimes, you know, we sit in this office and evaluate tape, but we don't know what they know, what the college scouts know about the player. It's a team effort. I mean, that's why you have college scouts. That's why you have pro scouts. I mean, we really do this thing all year, you know, all year round. We're prepared for this time of year. Now it's just, you know, now we're going to start meeting with the college scouts. They're coming in this week. So getting a Mitchell board set up, you know, before the combine.
And there might be more prospects at the combine than there are names of those players on Buffalo's board, with 335 invites going out. The combine is where they will be weighed, tested, and measured, put through position-specific workouts, and, of course, interviewed in the evening. And this year, close to 100 underclassmen are part of the NFL draft pool, and several of them are going to be at the combine this week. Monas says his staff has been hard at work putting together player reports of those underclassmen who just declared in mid-January.
Our guys have done a great job, our college scouts, in this past month, as far as evaluating, you know, once the juniors have declared. So we're ahead of the game. Our guys do a really good job. So, no, it's not going to hurt us at all.
Of course, the seniors are involved here at the Combine also, including many of those who already put their skills on display last month at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. The Bills Brain Trust got a look at some of the top prospects there, including wide receiver Jordan Matthews of Vanderbilt, a big-bodied target who may fill a need for Buffalo. There were some standout offensive linemen in Mobile, most notably Notre Dame's Zach Martin, a starter at left tackle for the Irish, who could kick inside to play guard. And Wisconsin's undersized linebacker Chris Borland was a Senior Bowl standout who would like to follow up his performance there with a good week in Indy.
Speaking of linebackers, UB standout Khalil Mack will be at the combine this week. The record-setting pass rush specialist, who is projected by some to be a top 10 pick in the draft on May 8th, Mack is sure to draw lots of attention. There will be a lot of attention focused on Missouri linebacker Michael Sam because of his revelation 10 days ago when he announced he was gay. Even though Sam is only projected to be a mid-round pick, he's sure to draw media attention this week due to that announcement.
The NFL prospects have those media obligations to take care of. They also have to block out time in the evening for face-to-face meetings with team officials from all the NFL clubs. For the Bills, they spend that meeting time going over football matters, putting the prospects on the chalkboard, seeing what they know about football, gauging their football intelligence. And Mono says that is a critical piece of the evaluation.
You like to see the guys compete at the combine, and then you also like to spend time with them with the interview process. You know, for us, that's really big, really important, just to get a quick understanding of how smart they are football-wise, you know, who they are personality-wise.
Well, Murph, the combine is by no means the final piece of the puzzle. There are still pro days, individual workouts, and even player visits to team facilities over the next 3 months. But this is an important part of the pre-draft process, especially when it comes to those face-to-face interviews and obviously the medical exams. I think the Bills are going to probably take a long look at the receivers, the offensive linemen, linebackers, and maybe even tight ends in this group.
And, you know, there are a lot of interesting prospects at all of those positions. Clemson's Sammy Watkins is one of them at wide receiver. Texas A&M, Mike Evans, a couple of the big receivers the Bills are obviously going to want to get a look at. Some excellent offensive line players as well. Jake Matthews of Texas A&M and Greg Robinson of Auburn, a couple of the big names there.
And linebacker C.J. Mosley has been a popular player amongst Bills fans, and he's been linked to the Bills in a bunch of mock drafts, the linebacker out of Alabama, and the tight end North Carolina's Eric Ebron is considered the best of the bunch. Well, our combine coverage is underway, and we'll hear from the Bills' decision makers as the week moves along. We'll introduce you to some of the top draft prospects as well. You can keep tabs on the combine news right here on BuffaloBills.com with our daily video recaps, and Murph will have live radio shows from Indianapolis on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night this week. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown. Our Combine coverage brought to you by NAPA.